Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my conversation on debt, the internal journey around debt. Now, this is the one caveat I'm going to have in this whole series about debt is being mindful if you are using debt as a way to not deal with under-earning. So in Under Earners Anonymous, one of the tenets is do not debt. And the reason why is because when you are not earning enough and you're earning below your potential, I think that's a better way to put it. It's not about not earning enough. It's earning below your potential. And the cycle, the addictive cycle that's created as a result of that, one of the ways that you avoid dealing with that fact is by taking on debt, whether it be a loan from a friend, a family member, overdrawing your checking account. There are various ways in which we debt because it's a direct result of under-earning or earning under our potential. And so if you think you might be an under-earner, this is the one time where I'd say go on a debt fast. Because in doing so, you'll have no choice but to really confront that part of yourself from a loving, respectful, really honest place. Confront that part of yourself that is under-earning or living below your potential financially. And so I would just say go through a period of time. If you think you might be an under-earner, or you are definitely unhappy with your earnings, like a consistently unhappy with your earnings, like you know, like it's not enough, it's not enough, it's not enough. If that's a running monologue, then I would say go through 30-day, 60-day, 90-day period where you just say, thou shalt not debt. And in that process, it'll be uncomfortable if you have been using debt to compensate for under-earning. But in that process, you will really have to challenge yourself to earn at your potential. And I'll give you some resources to help you out with this. So a book, well, of course, Under Earners Anonymous, they have tons of meetings. You can do them by phone. And then I have a book that I read it initially, and then I start listening to the audiobook. And the audiobook was where these concepts started to stick for me. Let's see. Now, in Under Earners Anonymous, they generally say, earn what you deserve. And that's by Gerald, and I'll spell his last name, M-U-N-D-I-S, earn what you deserve, Gerald, J-E-R-O-L-D, M-U-N-D-I-S on the last name, M-U-N-D-I-S on the last name. It's on Audible, it's on Amazon, you can find it. And in Under Earners Anonymous, they're very strict about thou shalt not debt. I have found that that doesn't make a lot of sense. No, they're not super, like there are some debts where it's fine, right? But definitely the like borrowing of money, they're like, no, like an unsecured debt, no. And things that we do to avoid having to take responsibility for our earnings, they're like, no. So I don't think debt is bad, obviously. I'm doing this whole series on debt's not bad. But I definitely know that it can be abused if it's around under-earning specifically. And so in order to finally have to deal with the discomfort of that and to hold yourself accountable, I would say thou shalt not debt and just hold to it. Thou shalt not debt. Because this was a year where I wanted to increase my earnings. I'm going to go off on a sidebar. This show's going to be a little bit longer. And I've gone through much of the under-earning material many, many times. I don't fully identify as an under-earner, but an under-earner anonymous person would be like, well, she is. But no, genuinely, I've scanned my system and gone back to the material. I don't feel like that, but I have things that I approach in that way. And so in the reconciling of that, a part of really taking full and complete responsibility for my earnings, I did for a period of time said, thou shalt not debt. And it was so helpful. It was so helpful. And it eliminated the stress of, oh shit, now I owe this, right? I have to pay that back and I have to deal with this. So that was gone. And then it helped me to really focus on, well, okay, girl, you're responsible for making this all work. So I found it really, really beneficial to take on the perspective of thou shalt not debt for a period of time. And I still pretty much hold to it unless it's like something I've put a plan in place around, like, oh yeah, I'm going to put that on the credit card. And this is why, like, I'm very clear on why I do any type of debting now. And I also, because this is a discussion on the spiritual aspects of all of this, the energetic aspects, I definitely have created a world for myself where I can't manifest something around debt, if the intention is not clean. Like maybe in my previous years, I could bring something in by way of debt, but now that I've gotten really clear about debt and its relationship to earning, I can manifest through that, which, you know, at first it's shocking. Like, oh God, I was expecting to do it that way. And then it was like, then it becomes empowering in the sense that I'm like, oh shit, that must mean that there's another way to bring this money in. And I'd much rather earn it than take a loan out. Right. And it doesn't need to take forever. It's just a shift in consciousness and a shift in the way you see yourself and your ability to create your reality from the inside out, from your soul. So, all right, that's my show on this. So be mindful if you are using debt as a way to not deal with under-earning and then use all your resources, and there's lots of them out there, to deal with under-earning. So again, I recommend Under-Earners Anonymous. You can just sit on a call, mute your side, and just listen to other people talk. They have tons of materials on the Under Earners Anonymous website. I will say, this is like my, because I want to be transparent here, but I also know that under earning can be an addiction. And so, and one aspect of addiction is denial. And so I'm trying not to be like, oh, I'm kind of an under-earner and I'm kind of not. But I really like have scanned my system. I kind of am in ways, and in a lot of ways, I'm not at all. And so I know that that's very different than the 12-step tradition when it's like, you are that thing, take it on. But what I have found, because I am halfway, I have found that it's really cool to sit in on meetings where people have already healed it and they're maybe going to their next financial level. So you might want to seek those out. The beginning meetings are great too. But I have found that I resonate more in those meetings, even if everybody on the call is making way more money than I am. There's a just kind of a different conversation that's being had. And that, if you're familiar with any 12-step program, there's varying degrees of recovery and varying degrees of energy that's surrounding those conversations. And you have to go on the journey to like everybody, to hit those energetic points. And so I hope I'm being so vague without purposely, because I do have a deep respect for the 12-step program and what it represents. While I have my perspective as an energy worker on it as well. And so, yeah, I have found that the meetings for people who've transcended, who are on the recovery side, who are still working the program, are better. And then the book that I recommend, it, Earn What You Deserve, is really great. And that, you know, this is still an energy conversation. I say approach all of this, right? Not at face value, but tune into it intuitively while holding yourself completely and totally accountable, right? So it's not like, oh, I sense that I don't really need this piece of information. No, no, no. Be all in, right? And then we're spiritual people. We're intuitive people. We use the well of knowledge within us. That's the best way I can describe it, to identify where we need to focus, even if we don't want to do it. That's the downside. It's that you might be like, oh God, I don't want to do that. But then you're like, wait a minute, I keep going back to that. I keep going back to that in my mind. I keep going back to that in my mind. I probably need to do that. I probably need to focus my energy there. And so I think all of these resources, if you approach them intuitively, you're going to, well, practically too. You know, I do think there's great benefit in just working all of these things. This is a much longer show than I anticipated, but I think it's a beautiful topic if it's not being discussed. if you really go into this with a commitment to heal, and you recognize, you've heard me say on this program, that denial is a big demon in the room when you're dealing with, you know, your shit. And if you're willing to transcend denial and just say like, okay, I may not know exactly where the wound is, the pain point, what needs to be healed, what the problem actually might be, I'm willing to go on this journey, and I'm going to go on this journey full out. All of these resources that I've suggested in this show can be so beneficial. You can take them and make them your own. And yeah. So again, this was a conversation on debt and not using debt as an excuse to not deal with under-earning. And if you have somebody in your life who is an under-earner and they are using you, because we are highly sensitive people, so that often shows up for us, that's using you as a beard for not dealing with their under-earning, then it becomes your responsibility not to fix them, but to say, no, no, I'm not going to loan you the money. No, I'm not going to let you do that thing. Because I know for me, again, I don't feel like I'm a full-on under-earner, but I know the areas of my life where I used to let myself off the hook, where all my wounding and my inner child and all my shit would come up, right? And it was my excuse to not show up in the world. I know that there was one person, while, you know, I have a lot of thoughts about their intentions and the way it all happened, but there was one person that said fucking no to me. That was like, no, no. They were like, no. And even though it was a hard thing to deal with, that no changed my whole fucking life. Them saying no to me in that particular area of my life, which is where my under-earning most showed up, changed everything for me. Because then I was forced to figure it the fuck out. And I was forced to like use all my tools and my resources and shift my relationship with earning so that that stopped being an issue. And I'm so grateful. Again, I don't love the way they did it, and I don't think they are even conscious of what was going on there. I think they were just saying no because they had their own little thing going on, which is fine. But that no changed everything for me, because all the people that were saying yes to me in that particular area of my life, I didn't like it. like once I was in it, like, so once I got in it, I realized, oh, they're holding a story about me that doesn't feel accurate, but it is accurate in the sense that that's the energy I'm in. But it became like the story was so much bigger than me. And I didn't want a story in my energy or around me that was bigger than who I really was. And so finally having somebody show up in my life that said, fucking no. Oh my God, it changed everything for me. So if you are a person that has an under earner in your life that's, you know, borrowing money, and it comes in a lot of different forms, it might not be cash money. It might be, you know, sleeping on your couch. It might be bartering, you know. Be willing to say no, because you don't realize how much you would be helping them. It might send them in a tizzy, but through the tizzy, you can figure it the fuck out. It's the rock bottom. You got to get there. All right, that's my show. This is much longer than I had planned, but I think it's a conversation. So again, Under Earners Anonymous is helpful, and as well as the book I recommended. Barbara Stanny wrote a book on under-earning as well. Good, but it's not the kick in the pants you need. I think the 12-step programs can be a good kick in the pants while recognizing that it's a kick, you know, and you're going to learn your own way to approach that without letting yourself off the hook in the process. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you change your internal world so that you can be everything you know you are meant to be, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.